Right now, let's wrap up crunch time in our typical manner with, well, this.
Well, it's big and terrible. More frightening than I ever thought possible.
Sounds kind of good, doesn't it?
Other people want it. It must be good.
So it's bad. How bad?
Oh my God, that's the worst thing I ever heard in my life.
The Richter Scale. It's how we wrap up Crunch Time. Every Monday, we bring up, bring up the biggest sports stories and events from the weekend. Alex, who is here in studio with me.
Hi.
And Steve, who is at Hot Mama's. They rate their impact. We begin for the fifth time in 6 years, Oregon softball has won the Pac-12. They needed to sweep Cal over the weekend, which they did. They also needed ASU to take a couple games from UCLA to win the title outright. That also happened. And to top it off, an incredible weekend, the Ducks were named the number one overall seed in the NCAA softball tournament on the road to OKC. The Ducks went 21-3 in conference play this year, only one loss at home, and they have a 24-0 record with Coach White in the regional games. How impressive was the season for Oregon softball?
I think it's impressive that they lost seven games, still got the number one seed because of how strong their RPI was,
right?
Because of how strong their out-of-conference schedule was. They proved that if you go out there and play the best and play them well and at least like win some of those games, then you are going to be fine no matter what happens. And sure enough, they go out, sweep Cal the way they did. They got like two shutouts in the three-game series, and then you hope for a loss for UCLA. They got one in the first game of their series, and then that's how you get the number one seed. This is as impressive as a year as Mike White's had. I mean, he's probably had better years than this, like record wise, I guess. But you go out and you lose seven games, and you still end up the number one seed. I don't know how it gets better than that.
How about Georgia, Ole Miss, Oklahoma State, Texas A&M, Tennessee, LSU, Florida State,
yeah,
and that game against Oklahoma?
Yep.
Those are all ranked teams in the non-conference. So when you play in a league like this, Coach White knows it almost doesn't matter what we do in the non-con. Plus, he knows they're good enough that they're not going to lose all of them. And to prepare for a cutthroat conference like this, man, what a job. Just spectacular. I don't know. Are we doing a scale of 1 to 10? Because that's a 10. They're the one seed. You can't be a half seed.
Yeah, that's a 10 for me as well.
The BCS approves of Oregon's non-con schedule. The Celtics shut down the Cavs on Sunday. LeBron took 15 shots, had 7 turnovers, and the Celtics continued to prove that they should no longer be taken lightly just because they're missing out on Kyrie Irving and Gordon Hayward. The Celtics completely shut down the Cavs, holding them to under 20 points scoring in every quarter but the third, and LeBron hasn't played his best basketball in game ones in the playoffs in the opening game of the series, so this might not be the end of it for the Cavs, but it kind of feels like it's the end, but it's definitely not the end. How panicked should the Cavs be after game one?
Well, first of all, we know on a scale of 1 to 10, the Celtics cheated 10. So,
that's not the question, Steve.
Okay. On a scale of 1 to 10, 2. It's not that big a deal. They lost one game one on the road. Seen it a million times before.
Could you imagine if that were the question? Hey, Steve, how much did the Celtics cheat? 10.
10.
10. 10.
45.
Turn it up to 11. Yeah, this is like a 1. They shouldn't panic. It's game one of a series. Like, they're fine.
You're both wrong. It's a 9. MLB had some incredible pitching performances this weekend. Chris Sale struck out 15 in a complete game, no decision. That's boring. Charlie Morton mowed down 14 Rangers in 7 innings, and Shohei Ohtani and Max Scherzer both struck out 11 in less than 7 innings of work. We might have another month of more strikeouts than hits in baseball, and that is just awesome if you really like pitching. How was the weekend in baseball?
It was terrible. The Yankees beat the A's, so, I mean, 0. It was a 0 for me.
By the way, you know how we always talk historic for baseball? Freddie Peralta of the Brewers, 13 strikeouts, his major league debut. That it's only been topped 4 times since they moved the mound to its current distance in the 1870s. So let's not lose track how historic that was.
He
baseball
did that at
was awesome
Coors,
this
too.
Weekend. The homer that Bryce Harper hit, the dude playing right field for Arizona, did not move. He just looked up and went, I'm not even wasting a neck turn on that one. So, MLB this weekend was a 9.
Yeah, this last one seems to be right up Steve's alley, as the U.S. Supreme Court ruled 6-3 in favor of the state of New Jersey, allowing states to legalize sports gambling. I don't know why, but there's just something about gambling, and Steve, you just seem to go again there. I know you've never gambled before, Steve, but this kind of feels like a thing that you would do. So taking aside the taxing and money government and states are going to be hauling in from this, how big of an impact is it going to have on sports?
As Bill Murray said in Stripes, I'm willing to try. This is going to be unbelievable. This story is a 10 now, and then it's going to get interesting. I mean, gambling, major sports, legal in America, state by state, and it's going to happen quickly. I think that's a definitive 10.
Yeah, this is a 10. I'm seeing things online about how arena owners are going to start having their own sports books on site, and so people can go to the arenas and bet on the games themselves while they're there. This is going to change everything in this country. That's a 10, yeah.
All right. I think that brings us to break time. If memory serves correctly, and I could still add, we're live from Hot Mama's Kitchen and Bar out at the Oakway Center, a great place to enjoy happy hour. Feel free to check them out. Everything they got going on online, Hot Mama's.